Hello, how's it going?
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning, or whatever it is where you are.
It is exactly noon where I am. I'm sure it is morning for others and evening for some. So I know that some people will not be able to join us today. Yikes, 5 p.m. But this is more than I thought was going to be here. So, I think we're doing pretty good. Give me just 1 second to silence all of the beeping things, and we will go ahead and get started. Good Lord. Okay. Right. So we are here today to do something super fun that everyone is really excited for, I can tell. We are going to try to find all of the cases of a really specific issue that we can. And in order to make this easy, and also because I'm weirdly competitive and Owen said it was impossible, I did a little bit of pre-work to make this easier. So I think we're actually going to get pretty far. So let me go ahead and share my screen. The issue that we're going to try and find today is this keyboard navigation focus issue. So I put an explanation and Owen's sort of examples here. So hopefully everyone had a chance to sort of take a look at that. If you're not sure what we're looking for, I'll show you real quick. So here in the Organizations app, if you click New and you use Tab, I know this is really hard to see because I'm using my keyboard and you can't see what my hands are doing, but I am using Tab to navigate through this page. If I go to contact information and I hit this add address, instead of taking me to the first field in this form, which here would I guess be address one, it keeps the focus, so like where your cursor is on add address. And so that's the problem that we're looking for. Owen, go ahead.
I don't think it should matter whether you use the keyboard or the cursor, in fact. I think
You don't
the
think so? Oh, right. So if I click here, the focus stays there as well, and that's also a problem. But the way this originally came up was people using tab navigation, which I guess I assume is related to the accessibility thing, but maybe not.
It is an accessibility thing, but I think that you don't need to necessarily tab through the whole form to check the problem.
Got it. Okay. So you can use your mouse. You should be able to see the same thing. We just need to pay attention to where the cursor is. And there's some quirks in some of these, right? So if you click add address a second time, it actually stays where it's supposed to be. So there might be some of these where we want to make a note of like, doesn't work as expected, works as expected the second time. I guess we'll see. So that's the problem we're looking for. Any questions about that?
Actually, I have a question.
Yes.
Do we know of any cases where this behavior does not occur? Like, I
Yes.
just, like, out of curiosity, I went to inventory because I suspect that's where I'm going to be playing today and started clicking on buttons to add things. And it doesn't put the cursor in the first field in anything that I've clicked on thus far. And so my question is this not anomalous behavior, but rather expected behavior for what the product is right now?
I think that we determined that this is
It's not
not expected
desired,
behavior.
clearly. I mean, it's not desired, but.
Well, so there's a mix. There's a mix, right? So Owen has an example here that does work as expected. I bet there are others in there. I don't know if it's weighted more towards one way or the other.
Well, we actually saw in your demonstration, Tara, that one time it worked and one time it didn't, right?
Yeah.
So,
So for the second time it works, so.
yeah. So there's a mixture. Whether for a particular app, Vivian, you might find that it's never been implemented, possibly, But after discussion in the Slack channel, I think, like, from an accessibility standpoint, the recommendation would be the focus goes to the field you're going to fill in. And I mean, it, you know, we could debate what the expected behavior is, like, if it's not been implemented, but it's not the right behavior. And there are enough examples of it working that I think we can say across Folio as a whole, it can work. There's no reason for it not to work. It does work in places. If it's been overlooked by a particular app, then that app needs to fix those things.
Yeah, no, I see your point. I just wanted to make sure, because if it's a universal behavior, then that we want to change, then the framing of the request or the framing of the investigation is somewhat different than an anomalous behavior that behaves this way sometimes and
We
not
did
this way sometimes.
consult with the Slack team about this. Sorry, the we did consult in Slack with the Stripes team about this, and the answer from the Stripes team was that it was a matter of fixing these things one by one. There wasn't a way of saying, oh, this should normally work like this, and if only we made this change to this switch here, it would all, you know, that would fix everything. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Great. Great. Sorry, didn't mean to hijack this.
No problem, no, not at all.
I too would like it to be a button that we flip on and off. Sadly, that was already explored. Okay. So we'll take a little detour here just to make sure that we are all set because this is our last session of the year. So there were just a couple of announcements and housekeeping things that I wanted to make sure that we talked about. The first is there is a calendar event for this meeting to make it easier for me to sort of disseminate that we're canceling meetings, basically. So if you need to be added to the event, just shoot me a message on Slack and I will add you to the calendar event. It's tied to my personal calendar. It's not the one that you download through the Slack wiki, but you obviously don't need it to come to these. We don't have anything to talk about on January 7th. We could follow up on this probably. Votes on keeping it, canceling it. I'm going to cancel it then.
What was the date? 7th.
January
Yeah.
7th. Yeah.
I'm in favor of cancelling.
Okay. We'll go ahead and cancel January 7th. Sort of on the theme of that, there is currently a proposal out to have a quiet week of meetings. So if you haven't read this yet, do give it a look. Basically, it's like adding a meeting-free week once a month. Seems reasonable to me as a person with way too many meetings. I'm sure many of us are. But if you have any sort of major objections, I guess let me know and I'll pass it along on the SID Conveners channel. I think it's probably a good idea.
I mean, of course, I have something to say about this, right? Because I have
Of
something to
course.
say about just about everything. But we discussed this in a different SIG, and the point was made that there are newer groups that are trying to get meeting times that are having a real challenge in doing so. So, like, I kind of like I understand the desire to have a meeting-free week, but it's really difficult for newer SIGs and newer working groups to actually find a meeting time that's not already claimed by another SIG or working group or committee or, you know, whatever we've got going on at home. So I'm actually not in favor of a commitment to a meeting-free week because, you know, because you, I mean, it'd be great if there were fewer meetings and then these newer, you know, working groups and SIGs and stuff could actually get a meeting time. But I think to commit to a meeting-free week across the board limits the availability of people even more than we already are.
Right. And sort of a similar problem is that SIGs that already meet twice a month are going to end up losing one of their twice a month meetings, right? So, you know, there are some hiccups in this for sure. I feel like this was posted in a place where you could reply, actually. Maybe. I feel like I could try to say what you're saying, but I feel like you're going to say it better. Maura, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that we're saying a meeting-free week. I don't think we mean a meeting-free week across the board. I think that Personally, I think that if we can have something where, like, user management SIG switched from 4 times a month to 2 times a month, basically so that if there was a need to do something, and if there was a need to do something else, or something that required like immediate attention or more attention, then we could use the off weeks. And so I think if we can have like, like if, and not that it's in the power of this group, but like if we can have these things where like, App Interaction has a meeting-free week on the first week of the month, and Product Council has a meeting-free week on the second, and User Management has one on the fourth, and Metadata Management has one on the third, and so people can sort of like the SIGs themselves can pick which week of the month they are going to be meeting-free, and I think that that could. Oh, really? I didn't know
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. If
So,
you look at the proposal on screen, it actually is.
yeah. So, they're trying to get us to coordinate so that, how like universities do a meeting-free week. I think it's sort of in the spirit of that. Kristen, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the idea behind it came from that university meeting free time, although it was not once a month, it was once a quarter that I know Alexis had mentioned Stanford has
Yeah.
in place. I do think that this might not be feasible, and that's a really interesting point that Vivian brings up, though, is if some of the SIGs that kind of have got first dibs on the meeting space chose to release some meeting time, it would give some of these other groups opportunities. And so it may, I mean, one of the things that the Product Council had noted was like a lot of meetings getting canceled last minute, which, is great from a suddenly you have a little extra time in your day, but from a planning standpoint, doesn't necessarily help people as much. And so I think that's where some of this was coming from, but maybe it is just too difficult across the board, and maybe some of it is trying to help people right size the number of meetings for their groups, especially for groups that maybe were meeting every week. Is that still needed? And maybe that's where a coordinated canceling of a meeting to be 3 times a month, and that could be available then for, if it was coordinated for those groups, then that week could be available for subgroups. Or if maybe another group did like every other week, then that time would be available. But I do know what you're saying, Vivian, when I've been on subgroups trying to like squeeze in this half an hour, and we're already like, we have people here working 6 p.m. and whatnot. So it's interesting background there.
Awesome. Okay. So, a diversity of opinions on this. I think we're all in favor of fewer meetings. Maybe this isn't the way to do it. Vivian, I am going to point you to the message so that you can respond, and I'll try to sum up what was said here, but I feel like you will have many thoughts on this. Okay.
There.
So, last sort of housekeeping thing before we move on. The item state session is going to be on the 12th. I believe I still need to check in with Tom. I don't think I heard back with him. So, and then we have no updates on search documentation for today. Okay, back to keyboard navigation. The plan today is we're going to divide and conquer the Folio apps to find all of the cases where the problem appears. The system we are going to use to test this in is Folio Snapshot. Is there anyone here who does not know how to access Folio Snapshot? I'm scanning the faces and names, and I feel like the answer is going to be no. Okay. We already demoed the issue, and then the next thing that we have is the sheet to record what we find. It should be open to everyone, and I did this in the dumbest way possible. So there's a list of all of the apps, and someone to check each app under checked by and whether or not it even has this feature, right? So I'm going to go ahead and assume that check in and check out do not have this feature sort of by definition, right? And then for the apps that I thought might have this in there, I went through and everywhere I saw a button that said add that I didn't myself know opens another window, I just copied it into this list, right? So this should be a pretty good start of places where we might see this problem. There might be some buttons that I missed that are in other, like under other sections, for example. And there might be some of the buttons that are listed here that actually don't have the functionality that we're looking for. So it lists the app, it lists the record type, it lists the accordion on that record where the button is and the button name. Does that make sense to people who are not me? Laura, go ahead.
It does, and I just wanted to share. Checkout actually is the home of new fast of add new fast or fast add new fast add. Sorry, new fast.
New
And it
fast
has
add.
the same new fast add record has this problem, so we might want to include checkout.
But is that so? This is like, I mean, as long as it's represented somewhere, like that's fine.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't. Is that in? Oh, that is in inventory. Never mind. Never mind.
Right, because I mean,
But
I know what you're talking about, but I think of this as
yeah,
being here.
so I just wanted to make sure that that one got covered. So,
So that's
great.
not in my list because I, as I said, did not do this in a very smart way. I just went through and copy and pasted everything, and that didn't come up. As folks are like going through apps that they're when you're cheating, we can see you filling it as we're talking. As people are going through the apps that they are more familiar with, right? If you could sort of highlight anything that that wouldn't have come up, like you know, in my initial guess at where this might be. So, for example, Fast Add's a great one. That would be great. Just sort of like follow this pattern. So, there's a place for the testers for each of these buttons. There's a place to say whether it worked as expected or not, like we just saw. If you have any notes, like works the first time, not the second time, or something like that, put it there. And then don't worry about Folio Jira unless you already made one. That we can do asynchronously after we find all of the cases, right? So I made a draft of what this could look like. I need to create a video, but hopefully we can just use this format. I do kind of want to find out if we really need to submit an individual ticket for every single time we find this, or if we could just submit one with a list of everywhere it appears. I have a feeling it is unfortunately the first option. So is it clear to everyone what we want to do here? Does everyone have access to this sheet?
I want to ask one clarifying question.
Mm-hmm.
Works as expected means the cursor goes to the field?
Yes.
Thank you.
And if you have questions about like whether or not something works as expected, you can just leave it blank and add a note and someone else can come back and check it. Oh, and go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I think mostly my experience is that mostly it is obvious what the desired behavior would be, like where the focus should go, right? So the question I would ask myself is that when the user hits this, if we assume keyboard navigation, when the user hits that add something button, does the focus go to a field that they would actually want to manipulate as part of adding that information? So the example that Tara gave, I think, was adding an address to an organization, was it? Like, we can assume that when they add an address to an organization, they want to fill out the address. So if you imagine you're using keyboard navigation to do that, the first thing you could do would be, let's say, type in the address, or type in some element of the address. So And usually that would be the first element of the added component. So whatever you're adding in. There are situations where it's not so clear. So I've been looking at my apps today and I've actually found two situations where I'm not actually sure what the most sensible behavior is once you have selected something. They don't actually fall into the category we're looking at here, but it's a similar question, like when you carry out a keyboard action, where should the focus go? And I think with the address example again that we saw in organizations, there is a kind of dilemma that the second time you do it, you have the it takes focus of the make primary organization, which is the first element on the form. And so certainly makes sense, right? It's a sensible place for the focus to go. You could decide the new organization you were adding was the primary one. You would check that box and then move on to filling in the information. But I think there's also a slight argument to say the more normal situation is you are adding in something that is new and not making it the primary. Like that might be a more standard piece of workflow, and therefore it would be better if focus went to the first field of that form, the first text field of that form, rather than that checkbox. I wouldn't make. I think it's fine as it is, but I think you can see that like you could have that argument, and so I think mainly what you're expecting is that it goes to the next thing that you would want to fill out if you were filling out this form and had hit that button. That's basically the question. And if it doesn't do that, then I think it's worth us looking at. It may not always be 100% obvious what the right behavior should be. That's fine. We can raise it with the PO for that app and they can decide. But if it doesn't go somewhere useful at that point, it's definitely not doing the right thing.
So, just to comment on that, first of all, if you don't know who I am, I'm Kate Dybul from Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, systems librarian there. But two things that are very relevant as to why I'm here today is that one, my former title, I was the accessibility librarian at Syracuse University. So, disability access in libraries is my bread and butter, one of my passion topics. And if you attend Code for Lib, you have probably heard me talk. And I will also say that one of my goals for this year is to reinvigorate the accessibility SIG. So this is a relevant topic. Now, with that, this address one's a good example of where there is some question. I would say for consistency, you should always go to the first focusable element of what was just added. However, and in the reason why in this is because imagine if you're not just a keyboard user, but you're a screen reader user. If you, in the case of the address example, say we go to that address one text field. The screen reader user may not be aware of where that use primary address checkbox is. And there's actually a lot of questions here. And I go like, this could probably use a slight accessibility user experience in take on it. And I would probably say that probably that checkbox should actually be moved after the address. That would just be me and kind of saying that, but but it's one of those where it is a tricky one. But generally, at least for consistent navigation, it's good to whenever like an ad happens that you go to the first focusable element of that ad, unless there is very important like instructional information before it. That's when you might actually have to focus on a heading of some type.
Awesome. Okay, so what I'm hearing is first element in the form, if it seems like that is weird based on common sense, just put a note on it and we can loop back on that, okay? Vivian, go ahead.
Yeah. In inventory on your spreadsheet, you've got, inventory, instance holdings, blah, 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 blah. There are different places to do that. So, if I am looking at the administrative note field, I mean, that's probably not a good example because that's not in FastAd, but there's new record, there's fa new FastAd record, and I wonder if we can distinguish between those two in some way.
Yep. So, as I said, I did this in the simplest way possible. I went and I created new, or I went to edit, and then whatever it looked like the record was. So, in this case, it looks like an instance. I said that was the record. If you're creating a new FastEd record, I'm aware that that creates an instance holdings an item record. But since what we're really concerned about is the form, let's just call it a FastEd. We just need to be able to find it again so that we can say where it needs to be fixed.
So where should I add some lines to your
Oh
spreadsheet
yeah,
to
go
indicate
for it.
fast adds? Okay, great.
Yep.
Super, super. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and if I think most of us are pretty folio savvy, so I think we'll be able to find what you're talking about as long as it's relatively,
Yeah, although I
relatively
would
close
say
to
to point
identified.
out the inventory new instance, just from an accessibility perspective, I'm like, ooh, this is interesting. Is this a modal? It's weird. I always assumed that these actually produced triggered a page change, but they don't. It's very single page application.
I'm sure that you will bring us many accessibility problems in Folio as a whole. That is why this has been scoped so incredibly narrowly so that we can actually complete this. Kristen, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So just I missed a little bit here and I'm gonna have to run out again. But so I started looking at the first one in orders about, just adding a note. So I think there I can say that the tab navigation didn't work as expected. I have a question about moving from the purchase order to creating the purchase order line, because that's a really terrible experience right now. Should I add a line to that? It's not quite on target, or do you want me just to not note something like that?
Is it
Okay.
an example? Oh,
I gotta run just a sec. I'll be back.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, so hopefully everyone knows what they're doing. I'm gonna mute myself and we can all work unless someone has a question.
I have a question. So in orders, at least it's the case that if you click on add for the first time, then it doesn't behave as expected, but for the second time it does. I think you mentioned that before, Tara. Should we note that as well, or is it just no, what we should write there?
What you're doing is perfect. You can put no and add a note. You can write it just like you have. I understand what you're trying to say. So I think that's good.
Okay.
Tara.
What's up?
I'm just, it may be about scope here. I noticed that you've said that lists doesn't have forms with same screen add buttons.
I don't see any. Do you know that there are some in there?
So when you're using the query builder, are you, I think there are, but I maybe you're saying I don't count that because of the scope.
Okay, just hold on.
Should I share my screen? Oh,
Or
yeah, you
yeah,
can put
or
it. Yeah, no,
is this
go
the
for it.
screen you're talking about?
Yeah,
Okay,
so the
so
plus.
are you counting that?
Yeah.
Okay, well then there might be some other ones in there as well. Luckily, this one works.
I would count that, I think, because
Okay.
it's adding an element to the existing form. But yeah, I agree
Okay.
that works.
All right, I will go
Okay,
back and add these ones in.
I wasn't trying to pick on you, but just making sure that I'd understood the scope correctly.
Well, I guess I was looking for ones that add things that look more like a number of named elements. Because like if this counts, then bulk edit also has them, right? But I mean, like you're right, it's the same idea, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all
It's
right.
a form with elements, and you're adding a new element by clicking a button on the screen.
Okay, I will go
Is the
back
way
and
I see
check
it.
some of the ones that I discarded as not having like an explicit add button. Thank you.
Would
Okay.
quick mark be included? Sorry, my
Oh God.
camera is.
Oh God. Oh no. I hope
Well, the
not.
thing is, when you add a new field using the little plus button, the cursor does go where I would expect it to go. So
So it's
maybe that's
probably
all.
fine. But
Yeah.
are you saying that like these pluses should count too? You're probably right. But we
Excuse me.
just verified that it goes to the first place you'd want to enter data. So I think we don't need to. There are all kinds of other accessibility issues I have with QuickMark, but I also don't use QuickMark and don't ever plan to, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that based on what Kate said there, that there's a kind of question about whether on doing the ad it should go to the trash can, or but I don't like the question of what the first element on that form is. I mean, I think it's the I think it I guess from a naive perspective, it seems like it does the right thing to me. But I get that Kate was saying for a screen reader, my naive assumption is maybe not the good assumption, because the screen reader wouldn't see that the trash can was there. It would have skipped it. But I guess that the call that perhaps means the trash can is in the wrong order in the form rather than anything else.
Yeah, I don't know QuickMark. So also for everyone to know, we went live with Solio in June. So, and I'm the systems librarian, so that means I pretty much touch everything in Solio, but I don't know it in depth. So it's like, oh, QuickMark. I know who uses it in my library, but it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like probably the trash icon is in the wrong location.
And I think that is actually a common issue. I've seen it in more than one situation where the first element on the first selectable element on the new element you've added to the form is the thing to remove the element that you've just added from the form. And selecting that first thing doesn't seem very useful from a workflow perspective. But obviously, if
Right.
you've then skipped it from a screen reader perspective, it also becomes sort of invisible, not quite invisible to the screen reader, but harder
Yeah.
to access from a screen reader perspective.
Right.
So
And actually, it's one of those, there are notions in accessibility about consistent navigation, which usually that's a more higher level thing, but in page navigation, some people do like get into that, which that could actually be something, particularly for. I know there's a usability group, but I don't think they're very active.
and if I remember correctly, the trash, the delete, the trash can icon in QuickMark used to be to the right of the element, and people found it very difficult to make sure they were deleting the thing that they intended to be deleting. So we have competing interests here. And I don't have opinions because I try to keep people from using QuickMark except to delete URLs.
This is the first I've heard of your like personal vendetta against QuickMark.
I don't want to be editing bibliographic data locally. Just as on principle, we should not edit bibliographic data locally.
There's a whole can of worms in there, and I'm not taking the
Yeah, I
bait.
mean, honestly, we coming off of Sierra, that's all we had to do was Mark. So, my libraries have definitely had an adjustment to make with generally not editing Mark.
So can I ask a clarifying question while I have this open? If you were to click on the plus sign further up than the bottom, and the focus goes to the bottom, is that what you would expect? Or is it like supposed to go to the next
No,
line? Okay.
I would
Well,
expect it to
shoot.
go where I'm clicking.
Well, okay, there are two things here though, right? It's where is that actually being added? I think that's being added at the bottom,
Is
but
it?
that's
Okay.
worth checking, right? So if you change the value of the second of your second one down, and then do the plus above that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's adding to the bottom. So my feeling is that that is the right place for focus to go in this case, but it may not be a great UI. Like what should your ex where should that element go when you press the plus next to that row you were on is a different question to whether focus should be on the first element of that new component, right? Does that make
Yes,
sense?
it
But
does
maybe
make
it's sort
sense.
of
maybe it's sort of irrelevant because like there's no or in this menu and like there's no way to nest these in any way. Like, okay, well,
Yeah.
but I would expect the plus to behave like it does in QuickMark, where it would add effectively a row immediately below where I clicked, not at the very necessarily at the very bottom. But
Yeah,
that is a different issue than we're talking
I mean
about, right?
it doesn't seem great usability because like
No.
what's the point? Like what why is there a thing on every row there? I mean you don't
Right,
need one, right?
right.
Well, if
If
I
you can
was
only add at the bottom, then
but
yeah.
if I was tabbing my way through, would I want to shift tab all the way back up to get to a plus sign? Or would I want to just tab past the thing I just created and then, hit the and then have the plus sign there as a as an option?
Well, I don't know, Mara, but the way that Tara has filled this out is obviously unrealistic, right? She's added a whole load of blank, non-filled out for things. That's not standard user behavior, right? And the way this is designed is not, whether it's right or not, it feels to me not the same as lots of other places in Folio. Right, we have a single add button which adds elements progressively above it, or we have the quick mark example where it adds it in line in the place that you're doing the add, but this mixes those two things together and does neither. So I kind of feel like it's not a great UX design and it should go either one way or the other.
So, yeah, sorry, yeah, finish your thought. I have an important
No,
thing to
go ahead.
ask people. Just out of curiosity, is anyone in this meeting right now doing this testing on a Mac in Safari?
I'm doing it on a Mac, but I always use Chrome because it's the only browser that we that Well, no. It's the browser that we say we will fix, we will test on and fix things in first. So as a community,
Okay.
this has gone round several times.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of standard line. I
It's interesting. I've
mostly.
heard different things from different people on that, but generally for accessibility, you cannot privilege other ones. The reason why I'm asking on Safari, because Macs and Safari have a weird keyboarding issue that you need to turn on a feature if you want to do proper testing.
Right. The yeah, I mean, from a privileging it kind of standpoint, it's always simply just a resource thing, right? It's that we don't have the resource to test across all browsers. The line is we should develop to the standards, which is fair, right? And then, but that extensive user testing only happen extensive testing by hand only happens with Chrome, and that doesn't stop people doing other testing, but it is where we are, and that fixes things that don't work in Chrome are the first, like if it doesn't work in Chrome, it'll definitely get prioritized to be fixed. If it doesn't fit work in another browser, it will go on the list to get fixed, but you can't rely that it would be a P1, I guess, is the.
And just with that too, it's like you have to make sure that there's actually widespread support. There was at least one instance since my time in the Twilio community where it's like, oh, this issue existed because for reasons that made no sense, you decided to use an advanced color space property that did not exist in all browsers at the time.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
like,
I mean,
why? To get a shade of gray. To get a shade of gray. Sorry.
I mean,
I'm
you
gonna
won't
harp on
really
that one
find,
for ages.
I don't think you'll find any arguments here really that it's not ideal.
Yeah.
And that
However,
we
though,
can do better.
it's one of those just from the accessibility perspective. If you do your testing and you claim that, and then somebody comes out and goes like, "Hey, it's completely broken in this situation." It's not like having to test everything. I mean, I'll be honest, the three I test are Firefox, Chrome, and Safari because those cover a huge amount. I might add in the unique mobile browsers, but I don't bring up Brave or any of the other ones.
And I would say honestly, I've seen some responses to that kind of accessibility issue
Yeah.
that have been less than I would have hoped for. I think that we have perhaps improved since 3 years ago, but it's still quite hit and miss, honestly.
Yeah. Well, there are some things that I can point out in that. So,
Okay.
and resources for that. But yeah, so no, that's where I just wanted to ask because what Safari does is, unless you turn on a particular feature, it uses a heuristic to guess what are the optimal places for you to go when you keyboard. It's very, very annoying. Also,
Interesting.
doesn't show
I didn't
focus.
know that.
Yeah, I think they've turned that feature off by default now, but it was a huge issue for a long time.
Okay, so we are getting close to 1 p.m. So I'm gonna call this now so that we take a break before my next meeting. So wow, we actually tested an absolute ton of fields. There's almost 100 that we found that are not working as expected. So this was time well spent. So I think that what needs to happen, this is probably like definitely comprehensive enough to start getting things into Jira. I would like to go back and fill in some of these lines that didn't get filled out, and also take a closer look to see if there's any more of those plus signs in there, because I wouldn't have been looking for those. I was literally looking for the word add when I made this sheet, and I don't know if we've all been looking for those as well. So I think that we can do the rest of this asynchronously. Once we have a template, people could probably submit these, but let me just make absolutely sure that that is 100% necessary, because that will be almost 100 tickets. Kristen, go ahead.
Hey, all right, so I just missed like basically the entire meeting, the timing of
But
this.
you got credit, you got attendance credit. That's what's important,
Yeah,
right?
right. And then I realized when Martin was chatting that Martin was Martin and not Kristen Martin. So I got that clarified. So I don't know what you need me to do at this point.
So I think that we're at a good stopping point. I will
Okay.
like post on Slack what the next steps are. But I think I need to follow up with Kalila, because she's the one who asked for a video of this. So I just want to make sure that we're on the same page before we submit about a
Okay.
hundred tickets one by one.
All right. Well, sorry I wasn't more help today.
It's okay. Everyone helped in their own way.
Right.
Moral support. Does anyone have anything that they would like to say about, this exercise? Seems like it went pretty well. It was fun. I'm glad it was fun, as promised. I said it was going to be the most fun, and it was.
I'll just make the comment of that, having done accessibility in a couple of open source communities, this is the most engaged I have seen a group. So I it could just be that you are just really, really awesome people, which maybe you are. Actually, you probably are, but it's usually you don't see this interest in coming together on this. This makes me feel very hopeful for reinvigorating the accessibility communities in the spring or new year, really.
I think we're all really looking forward to that too. Nice preview of the cool stuff we can see at the accessibility SIG. Dates TBD. I will follow up on Slack as soon as I get out of my next 5 hours of meetings. So look out for that. But otherwise, happy holidays. Thank you so much for hanging out today. And I will see you all on the internet, okay? All right. Bye.
Thank you. Happy
Bye
New
all. Good to see
Year.
you.
Bye.